38, Permission and Obligation. Speaking and listening. Introductory dialogues.
Excuse me, are you meeting Mr. Brown?
Yes. Mr. H. Brown.
Mr. Henry Brown, Pacific Tours, arriving from Sydney?
No. Mr. Harvey Brown, Nevada Computers, arriving from Chicago.
Oh.
I'm meeting Mr. Humphrey Brown, Atlantic Hotels, arriving from Tokyo.
Small world.
What does your Mr. Brown look like?
Early 50s, grey hair, medium height.
And yours?
Late 40s, medium height, grey hair.
And yours?
Medium height, grey hair, about 50.
This is going to be interesting.
Ah, yes. Airport information. Excuse me, could you put out a message for me?
Certainly.
I'm meeting a Mr. Brown from Sydney, Mr. Henry Brown. Could you ask him to come here?
Certainly. Mr. Henry Brown from Sydney.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Could Mr. Henry Brown, arriving from Sydney, come to airport information, please?
Ah, good.
Mr. Henry Brown, arriving from Sydney, to airport information, please. Could Mr. Harvey Brown, arriving from Chicago, and Mr. Humphrey Brown, arriving from Tokyo, come to airport information, please?
Oh, no.
Is this a joke?
Mr. Henry Brown, Mr. Harvey Brown, and Mr. Humphrey Brown, to airport information, please. Thank you.
Asking for permission.
Listen.
Could I disturb you for a moment?
Sure.
Could I use your phone?
Yes, of course.
Thanks.
Hello?
Could I speak to Mr. Washington, please?
I'm sorry, he's not here at the moment.
Ah. Could I leave a message?
Certainly.
Listen and repeat.
Could I disturb you for a moment? Could I use your phone?
Sure. Yes, of course.
Certainly.
Listen.
May I disturb you for a moment?
Sure.
May I use your phone?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Listen.
Do you mind if I smoke?
No, not at all.
Do you mind if I smoke?
I'd rather you didn't.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Yes, I do mind. Listen and repeat.
Do you mind if I smoke?
No, not at all.
I'd rather you didn't.
Yes, I do mind.
Listen.
Do you mind if I open the window?
No, not at all.
Could I read your newspaper?
Yes, I've read it. There you are.
Thank you. Do you mind if I smoke?
I'd rather you didn't.
Fine. Fine.
It's necessary.
Listen.
Oh, I must stop smoking.
That's a very good idea.
And I must get some exercise.
Why don't you start today? Let's have a game of squash this evening.
This evening? Oh, no, I can't. I'm going to see the doctor. Well, what do you think, Doctor?
Mr. Washington, you must do three things. You must stop smoking, you must get some exercise, and you mustn't work so hard. Take a holiday.
A holiday? Is that really necessary?
Yes, Mr. Washington, I think it's necessary.
Listen and repeat.
I must stop smoking. I must get some exercise.
You must stop smoking. You must get some exercise. You mustn't work so hard.
Listen.
Okay, let's start the meeting. Oh, George, What time does your plane leave?
14:30.
So what time do you have to be there?
At the airport, an hour before the flight. I have to be there at 1:30.
So you have to leave here at 12:30?
About 12:30, yes.
Have you stopped smoking, George?
Yes.
When are you going to take a holiday?
I don't know. Oh, but I really need one.
Listen and repeat.
What time do you have to be there?
I have to be there at 1:30.
So you have to leave here at 12:30.
It's not necessary.
Listen.
Well, what time is it?
Nearly 12:00.
Thanks.
Do you have to leave now?
No, I don't have to leave immediately. I'm going to take the underground to the airport.
Ah.
So I don't have to leave till about 12:30.
Oh, yes. George, If you don't want to make this trip to New York, you don't have to.
Sorry?
You don't have to go. It's not absolutely necessary.
No, that's okay. I'll be all right.
Listen and repeat.
Do you have to leave now?
I don't have to leave immediately.
You don't have to go.
Song.
When you have to go, you have to go.
It's a beautiful night. Do we have to say goodbye? If you really can't stay, well, that's all right. If you really can't stay and you have to go,
that's okay.
It's a pity, I know, but when you have to go, you have to go. It's a beautiful night, can I walk you home? I'm gonna be sad when I'm all alone. But if you really can't stay and you have to go,
that's okay.
It's a pity, I know, but when you have to go, you have to go. Can I call you tomorrow in the afternoon? Can I see you again sometime soon? All I wanna do is spend some time with you. You have to believe it's true when I say I love you.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
3 large orange juices.
Oh, you must tell Jeff. Mm.
What's that?
Well, I went to the airport this afternoon, remember?
Oh, yes. You had to meet Mr. Brown?
Yes, I had to meet Mr. Henry Brown, Pacific Tours, arriving from Sydney, 1525.
Early 50s, grey
hair,
medium height.
What happened?
Well, the flight was late, so I had to wait about an hour.
And there were 3 Mr. Browns. Mr. Brown from Sydney, Mr. Brown from Chicago, and Mr. Brown from Tokyo.
Yes, how did you know?
Mr. Jones told me.
Oh, I thought Smith and Jones were the most common English names, but Brown is quite common too.
That's true.
Excuse me, could I take this chair?
Sure.
Thanks.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Smoke if you must.
Jeff, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh.
Listen, we've just played a game of squash. We've had some exercise. We're feeling really healthy.
And I want a cigarette. Yes, you're right.
Why don't you stop?
Okay.
Really?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a stupid habit. I'm going to stop right now. Watch this. 1 pack of cigarettes. Gone.
Hey. Very good, Jeff.
Oh, what time is it?
Nearly 9.
I have to go.
Well, when you have to go, you have to go.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.